SF Chronicle, Ron Krojcik, that's the man. And glad to have you here on Willard and Dibbs and 95.7 The Game. Ron talked to Steph Curry at length last week, and he joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Hey, Ron, what's going on?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. I'm interested. You speak to Steph, and it seemed like you came away with, a less than confident feel, either from you, from him. How would you describe what you viewed in that discussion about his knee?
Yeah, I would say he was less upbeat than he typically is. I mean, he's an upbeat person, as you know. The conversation about the knee was not in great detail. I had time with him for another story for the future and slipped in a few questions about his knee at the end. So it was, fairly straightforward and brief, but he didn't try to put on a front or say, oh, it's great, it's getting better. I asked him, how's the knee? And his response was, it's feeling all right. So, as I wrote, it was sort of not as enthusiastic as Steph usually is. But I guess that's in some ways to be expected, right? He thought he had hoped to come back after the All-Star break, last Thursday against the Celtics, and his knee obviously was bothering him. And now it's been pushed back, 10 days from then. So another 6-7 days at least. So I think he's frustrated, as I wrote. And as he said, it's not gone. The recovery has not gone as quickly as he had hoped.
And how is his mood overall? Did you get a sense for, where he thinks they are or where he is as he, starts to wind down the end of his 30s?
Yeah, we didn't get into the big picture stuff. I think throughout most of the conversation, he was positive. He was upbeat, but it wasn't sort of specifically focused on his knee or where the team's going right now. I think he just, he loves to play, and he's aggravated that he's been out as long as he has, because it's only been, 7 games, but it's been spread over almost a month. I think January 30th was when he went out, with the All-Star break in there. He's missed almost a month and only 7 games because the schedule was a little spread out and then they had the break. He made a point of saying that he still thinks there's time to get in the playoffs. And the way the standings, he made a reference to the standings, they're not going to fall below 10th, right? He didn't say this. This is me talking. But I think he knows they're going to have a shot, whether through the play-in, most likely through the play-in, to get a playoff spot. And he repeated a line that, he and Draymond and Kerr have been using for a while now, that they just want to get in a playoff series and have a chance. And as last year showed against the Rockets, in the playoff series, they have a pretty good track record. But the question is, if he misses an extended period of time, even more than next week, then what happens? Because it's a tough road without Steph, as you guys know.
Ron Krojcik, SF Chronicle, with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Yeah, Ron, I wonder if you come away in talking to him, is the concern sort of just about the frustration right now, or are there larger concerns? Are there long-term concerns?
About his knee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's long-term concerns. I think he's just worried about, I don't think he was expecting it to take this long to heal. And I think it hurts still when he runs, and there's still swelling. And as I wrote in the previous story I did off of, Thursday when they got back to action, and I talked to a couple doctors, as you probably saw, and they all said there's a pretty wide variance. It this condition, this patellofemoral syndrome or runner's knee, has a wide range of recovery times. It really depends on the specific athlete and how his or her knee responds and whether the pain lingers and the swelling lingers. And in Curry's case, it has, for 3-4 weeks now. So it could, everything I was told, it could be fine very soon, or it could linger. As I pointed out in that earlier story, he's got a lot of miles on those legs. Pretty much nobody runs as much as Steph Curry in the NBA. So, you got to think it's probably related to the accumulation of wear and tear on those knees. So we'll see.
How much of the frustration was stemming from the fact that, you know, they now have a guy 7 foot whatever in Porzingis, and, you know, he had one practice with him, and is he frustrated that he can't actually be out there and play with him in a real game?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's eager to do that, and as you saw in my story, I quoted Steph as saying that it's exciting because they haven't really had a 7-footer in Steph's 17 years who is that offensive-minded, was the way Steph put it. You know, Bogut, I guess, was 7 feet, but he wasn't looking to score. Bogut was a rebounder and a defender and a screener. Quinton Post now is a 7-footer with some outside shooting touch, obviously, but not nearly as established or proven or anywhere near, you know, Porzingis's level. And Horford is sort of an offensive minded center, but he's 6'9". He's not 7 feet. So that's sort of Steph's point is, you know, that he was watching on TV that first game against the Celtics, and the Warriors dropped it into Porzingis, and immediately the Celtics double teamed him. And that was Steph's point, was that creates all kinds of space and advantages elsewhere on the court. And the Warriors have never really had that. They've never had a 7-footer who is good enough offensively to force other teams to double team like that. So I think Steph is frustrated that he's not able to be out there. I mean, Porzingis obviously is now out as well for the short term. But I think Steph's very eager to play with him, no question.
Ron, I wonder just kind of your thoughts. This all makes sense to you, which is that what a needle they are trying to thread, right? Steph is is injured. He's about to turn 38. Kristaps' injury history is what it is. Jimmy Butler's ACL is torn, and Draymond Green's role is evolving before our eyes. Yet the Warriors' stance is stay the course. Does that add up to you?
Well, I mean, this whole process the last few years has been fascinating and sort of threading the needle. But I mean, I think you and I, Mark, you might have even talked about it briefly. They're trying to sort of blend eras and generations, right? They're trying to squeeze everything they can out of Steph and Draymond and now Jimmy. And while they're trying to usher along the younger generation, there's a big gap there between the 35 and overs and the 25 and youngers. There's not much in between, right? There was with Wiggins and Looney, but they kind of moved on from those guys as a way, you know, that was what kind of cleared the way for Butler, which obviously helped. But yeah, to your point, this year has probably been pretty sobering for them because Steph's still playing at a very high level, obviously. Draymond is clearly diminishing in his production. So the margin for error is thinner than it's been in a long time. And when they were all out there, you know, before Jimmy got hurt, it seemed like they were finding a bit of a groove, 12 out of 16 and, you know, all that. But, you know, that's gone now. I mean, Jimmy's gone for a year. So, yeah, it's a big ask right now, I think. I mean, yesterday they obviously got a lot from those young guys with Pajemski in his big fourth quarter and Moses Moody. Moses Moody's been playing well lately, no question. But can they get that from Moody and Pajemski and the young guys all the time? You know, I think Melton has proven he's a reliable producer and scorer. But, you know, it's been up and down with the young guys. So, yeah, to your point, Mark, it is a delicate needle to thread, no question.
Do you think that it's fool's gold that they're pot committed on exactly what they're trying to do?
Well, I mean, how do you not try to extend their championship window when you have one of the best players ever, right? Instead, I mean, what? I don't buy the people who say, oh, they should trade Steph or, you know, I mean, he's 37 years old and he's still scoring 27, 28 a game. He's still the most entertaining player in the league. He just won a championship, you know, a few years ago. I mean, I think they're in a tough spot. I mean, I think they might have to move on from Draymond, which I think is they've kind of made evident by their willingness to include him in a potential Giannis trade, which obviously didn't materialize, but it's pretty well established that to get Giannis, they would have had to include Draymond in his salary. So that's going to be one of the many interesting things this summer is do they stick with Draymond or do they move on from him? And obviously Steph's going to, I assume, give his blessing either way. I mean, Steph's always said he wants to finish with Draymond, but maybe, I don't know, this didn't come up in my conversation with him. Maybe he's starting to realize that's not feasible. I don't know. But they clearly need to do something significant this summer, and these moves they made at the deadline set them up for that, right? They could bring Porzingis back if they like him, but they could also let his contract expire and try to find another solution. But they clearly need something to get them from October to February next year while Jimmy's finishing his recovery.
Ron, you be very careful with that whole including Draymond in trade discussions things. I don't want Mike Dunleavy knocking on your door now, okay?
He's got my number. He can find me.
Okay.
That was probably a case of semantics, right?
No doubt.
They didn't specifically send them an email with the names of the players. But I mean, we're not dumb. We can figure out the salaries to match Giannis.
Yeah.
It was going to have to be Jimmy or Draymond. And I don't think, from everything I know and have heard, they've committed to Jimmy because they saw how much better the team got since Jimmy arrived. And who could blame them for that opinion? So, I don't know. Draymond's still been very good in certain games. It hasn't been as steady as it used to be, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's implied. I think we all agree. Ron, thank you very much. Good work for sure, and great to hear a little bit more about it. Appreciate you.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, there he goes. Ron Krejcik, yep. SF Chronicle.